Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary guru. Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle a million things at once, and it all feels like it's about to implode? Ever feel like you're constantly playing referee in your own life, trying to control every little detail? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into the art of letting go. Letting go of the need to control everything and setting those healthy boundaries that will actually bring you peace. Trust me, this is a game changer. Think about it. Life is like a wild roller coaster. There are twists, turns, loops, and sometimes even a few unexpected drops. Trying to hold on with white knuckles to every single moment just creates unnecessary stress and anxiety. It's like trying to build a sandcastle on the beach during high tide. It's just not going to work. So how do we navigate this crazy ride with grace and ease? It all starts with recognizing that you don't have to control everything. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you loosen your grip and embrace a more peaceful existence. 1. Accept imperfection. The world is messy, and that's okay. Letting go of the need for perfection frees up so much mental energy. It's like realizing that your dinner doesn't have to be Michelin star worthy every night. Sometimes, toast with avocado is just fine. Remember those Pinterest perfect lives we see online? Yeah, those are often carefully curated illusions. The real magic happens in the messy, imperfect moments. 2. Focus on what you can control. Instead of stressing over what you can't change, shift your focus to what you actually have power over. Your actions, your reactions, and your choices, these are within your control. Choose to respond with grace, even when things get tough. It's like choosing the music for your own life's soundtrack. You get to pick the tunes that set the tone for your day. 3. Delegate and ask for help. You don't have to be a superhero. It's perfectly okay to ask for help, delegate tasks, or even say, no, when you need to. Remember, sharing the load doesn't make you any less capable. It actually makes you stronger by building a support system. Think of it like teamwork. Everyone wins when we work together. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes and have off days. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a good friend. Remember that learning and growth are part of the journey. It's like learning to ride a bike. There are going to be wobbles and falls along the way, but eventually, you'll find your balance. 5. Embrace flexibility. Life is constantly changing, so being adaptable is key. Rigid plans rarely survive reality. Instead, try to approach situations with an open mind and a willingness to adjust course as needed. Think of it like navigating a mountain trail. Sometimes, the path takes unexpected turns, but that's part of the adventure. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling deadlines, meetings, and emails flying in faster than you can read them. Suddenly, your coworker dumps another task on your plate, completely disrupting your flow. Do you feel that familiar urge to take control, to try and micromanage every detail? Or do you take a breath, acknowledge the situation, and calmly assess how to best handle it? Maybe you delegate, prioritize, or even set a clear boundary by politely saying, "I'm currently swamped with these deadlines, but I can definitely help with this tomorrow morning." See the difference? We all have moments when we feel like we need to control everything. It's human nature. But by consciously practicing these 5 key takeaways, accepting imperfection, focusing on what you can control, delegating tasks, practicing self-compassion, and embracing flexibility, you can start letting go of that need to micromanage your life and step into a more peaceful, empowered space. Remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or controlling, it's about protecting your well-being and creating space for the things that truly matter. So go out there and embrace the freedom that comes with letting go. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of boundary wisdom. Let's spread the peace, one podcast at a time. See you on the flip side.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.